Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos. We know that Truma can only be eaten by a Kohen, and that a non-Kohen is forbidden to eat Truma. And if he does so, bemezid, on purpose, he's chayav misa b'dei shemayim. Hashem's going to kill him. It's not a good thing. And if he does so b'shogeg, by accident, then he has to repay. And in fact, what he has to repay is the value of what he ate. He has to replace that in the form of chulin that becomes truma, and he has to pay a chomesh, a quarter additional cost that he must pay also to the kohen. So Perek Vav deals in its entirety with someone who eats truma by accident, and Perek Zayin, the beginning of Perek Zayin, is about someone who eats truma b'mezid, who is not a kohen. So we begin at the beginning of Perek Vav with the case Ha'ochel Truma Shogeg. If someone eats Truma by accident, someone was a non-Kohen and he did not realize he was eating Truma and he ate the Truma. So now what? So the halacha is Mishalim Keren Vachomesh. Keren is the principal. The Mishnah uses the word Keren to refer to the object that was stolen or eaten or whatever, the principal to which we will apply an additional percentage payment. So the Keren in this case is the Truma that he ate, or the equivalent of the Truma that he ate. And the Chomesh, now is maybe a good place to talk about why I keep calling a Chomesh, which literally means a fifth, why I keep saying a quarter. And that's because when the Mishnah and Gemara calculate fractions, the vast majority of the time, they are calculating fractions, what is called chomesh mi lebar, from the outside, that is an external fifth. What does that mean when we say an external fifth? It means that the amount that you have to pay is a fifth of the total amount that you will have to give at the end, right? So to make a simple illustration, if I have $100 worth of truma that I ate, so I will have to pay $100 back, right? That's the Keren. And I will have to pay an additional Chomesh, which is to say, I will have to pay a sum that when added to the $100 will be a fifth of the final ending product. So that's $25. Because when I add $25 to $100, I get $125. So my $25 is a fifth of the final $125. And so in Chomesh milagav, right, or the way we count fractions milagav from inside, which is the way in America and I think everywhere modern days we calculate fractions, that is basically a quarter. So when the Chachamim give fractions, it is almost always one number less than you think it is. So when the Gemara says a fifth, it really means a quarter because it's a fifth of the final product. If the Gemara would say a third, it really means a quarter because it's a third of the final product, which when added is a fourth portion. So in our case, since we're talking about a chomesh, it really means a quarter. So we have to give a keren, right? The amount that he ate, he has to return, and he has to give an additional 25%. Now, this is true for anyone who eats truma. Now, as we've discussed before with regard to the Kohen, eat isn't just eat. Eat also means a few other things. So the Mishnah says, Echad ha'ochel, ve'echad ha'shoseh, ve'echad ha'sach. This is true for someone who eats, or someone who drinks, or someone who anoints. And we know that that means someone who eats something that is normally eaten, something that drinks, something that is normally drunk, and anoints something that is normally anointed, such as eating bread or wheat product or fruit, drinking wine, or anointing oil. So in all of those cases, that would be considered eating, and the person who does so must pay both the keren and the Chomesh. Echad Truma Tahora, ve'echad Truma Tumea. And it is also true whether the Truma that was eaten by accident is Truma Tahora, in which case the Kohen really lost out, or even if it's Truma Tumea, in which case the Kohen didn't really lose out because the Kohen himself can't eat Truma Tumea. But this is conceptually something the Kohen could have done, and therefore you are responsible for paying the Keren and the Chomesh. And therefore, Mishalim Chomsha, right? You must pay, in addition to the Keren, you must pay its fifth, meaning a quarter. V'chomesh Chomsha, you have to pay a fifth of the fifth. And that the case that we're talking about here is, as we will see momentarily, the chulin that you give the truma, the coin in payment, becomes truma. And so our Mishnah here is talking about the case. What if I eat truma by accident, right? So I ate, again, using example, let's use a simpler example. Let's say that I ate four se'in of truma. So if I ate four se'in of truma, so then I have to give the four se'in, I have to give four se'in to the Kohen as the Karen, and I have to give an additional se'ah as the Chomesh. Now, what if I accidentally eat that fifth se'ah? So it could enter to our minds to think, well, the fifth sa'ah isn't really truma. That's like a penalty. That's extra. No, the Mishnah says the fifth sa'ah is also truma. And if you now go and eat it by accident, so then you're going to have to pay it back with the chomesh. So I started by eating four se'in, and I have to pay back with five se'in, because I have the extra quarter. And now I ate that fifth sa'ah, I'm going to have to pay it back with a quarter sa'ah, as a chomesh of the chomesh. Right? That's what it means. Chumsha, v'chomesh chumsha. If you should eat it, then you have to pay a chomesh of it. Eino mishalim truma, elechulim mitukanim. One does not pay back with truma. Why not? Because the truma already belongs to a kohen. And you can't pay the kohen with what already belongs to him. Even if it should happen to be that you own truma, which is possible, right? If your mother was a bas kohen, right? So then it could be that your grandfather died, your grandfather the Kohen died, and you are the only inheritor. So then you would inherit it even though it's Truma. Nevertheless, since it is not something that is Chulin, which could become Truma, or could have at one point become Truma, but actual Truma, you can't use it to pay back the Kohen. You have to pay with actual Chulin Mitukanim, produce which grew and was required to have truma taken from it, and maaser was taken from it, and all of those things were taken. That chulin is what you have to give to the kohen. Vehim nasin truma, and when you give it to the kohen, they become truma. They have the full halachos of truma on them. And vehim nasin v'hatashlum in truma, and also right the chomesh is truma, and if you eat them, either the chum that you gave that now turns to truma, or the chomesh you gave that now turns to truma, if you eat any of that, you have to pay for that. That's also truma. In other words, it's not. At no point do we say, well, this isn't really truma. So once you get to the second degree or third degree or fourth degree, we let it go. No, each time we consider it to be full truma, and therefore, if you go ahead and eat that, you're going to have to return that and the chomesh. And then if you eat that, you're going to have to return that in a chomesh. And if you eat that, you have to return that in a chomesh forever. Also, because it is considered to be real truma, and it is not a knas midrabanan that is instituted by the chachamim, but actually it is a chiyuv min ha-Torah that you must do. Therefore, imratza kohen limachol, if the kohen wishes to say, nah, it's all right, you don't have to pay it back, eino mochel, he doesn't have that right, because the kohen only has a right to tell you, you don't have to give me what you owe me. But he does not have the right to say that you don't have to give what the Torah obligates you to give. And this is something the Torah obligates you to give, and the Kohen has no right to waive the payment.